Здесь это рассказано. Туньяны Гея Швейцайма. The first topic is I'm allowed to count three and time suffering. You're not sure exactly what day it is. So usually every year I get the Shiva. But this year I didn't get the Shiva. But last night I got the Shiva. Came in last night the Shiva. Shiva was, someone called last night. Why is the Shiva usually not in the air? Because you're not sure what day it is, you just pick up a cell phone and you call. This Shiva was on Shabbos, he couldn't call anybody. So he wasn't sure it was 23 or 24. So he counted both days. So Shiva is, the Siddur, can he count that the Sphere or Bracha or not? Shiva says, it's Simen, Tov Pei Tes, Siv Zayin. Shiva says, like this, Shokach Leibirach Bar Kol Laila, someone forgot, and then count Sphere a whole night, Yisba V'yayim B'loi Bracha, she counts and day without a Bracha. So now if he counted at night, you normally count with a bracha. But if he remembers himself, he didn't count at night. Mm-hmm. And he counted daytime on a bracha. But so Sifchet says, in Shachar Rav, Be'echad Me'ayomim, but let's say he forgot a complete day. Then Yom Rishon doesn't make the first day of Sphere. Then Mishar Yomim, Sifchet, Mishar Yomim, Blood Bracha. The rest of Sphere, he counts on a bracha. But let's say he removed Mesupik and Dilek and Me'echad, but let's say he's Mesupik. If he skipped a day or not, myself, he's not sure. Did I count yesterday or not? Yes, for the Shayam, since it's Sveik Sveika, he allowed to count the rest of Sphere with a bracha. So that's what the Mechab says. So if you count at night, you can count in a day. To get a complete day, you count the Sphere out of bracha. If you're not sure if you count or not, now, Sveik Sveika, you count with a bracha. But let's say you're in a place, you're on the road, and you're not sure. What day is it? The ninth day, tenth day? You don't know what it is. Fourth day, fifth day? You don't know. Can you count? Ayoyim, Zalb Yomer, Abo Yomer, Chamish Yomer, or something? So you cover your bases. Or not? No, since Sphere has to be the counting. That's not called counting. It is fourth day or fifth day. You can't say, I'm not sure what it is, so I'll count the fourth day. Can you count such a way or not? The Balamar, in the end of our song, from Ezra Kasha. It says, yes, the kasha. Why? A very interesting kasha. Why is it that when you count Sphere, you don't count 2 days in Sophie? Sveik of the Aima. You find Yantif, such as Sveik of the Aima. You have 2 days Yantif. You don't put on Tfilin, you bat the mitzvah, say the rice of Tfilin. You count 2 days. Okay, you don't have the same davening, it's a whole thing. So why don't you count 2 days to sound Atala, Sveik of the Aima? That's what the Balmoy is to Kasha. So the Balmoy is a terrorist that if he counts 2 days to Tam Sophic, it comes out that the end of Sphere, since what's the Sophic? He's counting the first day, and the second day is, if say, he counts Sphere, so come the 49th day, what will be? Will come the first day of Yom Shavuot, you'll count to say the fourth day in Tam Sophic. So it comes out in the Zalzel and the Yantav Shavuot, the Yantav Raisa. So Mela, we count only one day. We count the regular day, that's it. We count Yom Echad, Yom Dei, Yom Shlishi, Yom Chamishi, we don't count. Why? Because it's in the Zalzel and the Yantav Shavuot. That's about Balmoy says, and the Ram quotes it, and no one seems to argue that day. That's what the Balmoy answers. The Bikri Yosef, in Tav Peites, Sif Kandala, the Chidor Yes, on the Kasha Balmor. He did on the Shem, the Bata Kuna, then he has the Kasha on the Balmor. He says, well, the Balmor speaks out of there, the end of Psachim, he speaks out that Sphere of Zman Azeh is only the Abaram. It's only on Zechel Mikdash. Zman Azeh, when he counts Sphere, he only counts on Zechel Mikdash. And the Gemara says to Menachos, that Chesam Chesam Day, the Gemara says, the Abuna, Wait, I'm sure of the Chodesh Lutha. He has Chodesh at night time. The Shifsa, the night of the 16th. Not the Shifsa. Kesavi, Chodesh Lechatzlar, Javona, Mesveka Lechashina. They had Chodesh at the beginning of the 17th day. Why? Because since Chodesh Chutzlaret is only the Chutzlaret, Chodesh Chutzlaret is only the Avonon, and Sveikah Inatcha for Sefik, so the Mephoshim say on the side, you should come to the side explain, because they're not worried that maybe this is Mahabha Chodesh Adar. So Melech, so by Yisibai Dini Avonon, we're not Chodesh for Sveikahs, for Sveikah the Ayma. They ain't Chodesh, the night of 17, they'll say Sveikah the Ayma, maybe Chodesh was a day later, because the Mahabha, Nitzim, so come down to day later. For the Avonon, the Chodesh, at Sveikah the Ayma. The fact that he does not deserve to make a kahuna, so what's the shkash of Balmoral? She can't speak the Yema, if Balmoral holds to himself holds. That's the Rabbani, you see clearly the Gemara, in the office, by Kim the Rabbani, and the Christian speak the Yema. So what's the Balmoral's kasha? That's what the Chodesh is all being down from the Patekuna. So if he's out of the Patekuna, he answered, he gives a test, that since it's the only meal of the Alma, it's not Tircha. It's not as though it was the Tircha, you know, she wants Chodesh. You want to eat the night, I said, oh, you want to eat, it's a meal. So you don't want to eat, this is your meal. So you're not Chodesh Mitzvekas. But it's the same words. So if it's only the same words, it's no, so you might say you're a woman, you're like, what's wrong with saying it? And it brings the Raya. It brings down a Raya from the Ram. It's my first in the Gemara Pesachim, that Puchet Amar Alf. Do you need a Seva? When you drink, Dalek Chodesh, you need a Seva. So there's my first in the Gemara, do you make one day we have savers? Some one man yama says you drink only by the first two cases you do a saver. The other man yama says that only by the second cases, the last two cases you do a saver. Not the first two or the last two. So the more ends up, that's how Lift Paskins, that the Ashford did not have it, now we have two sheepers. Some say two, the first two, some say the last two. So therefore you do a saver all four, and that's it. What's going on? Since you're only doing Seva, it says to do Seva all four. What's the difference? That's a more, that's the responses. So Rana, Rana has the Kasha, we always pass him by Dindabon, he says Seva Bon Lakula. So let's not do Seva. You don't know to do the first two. You don't know to do the last two. Don't do anything. So one says to Rana is that you have to do, that you have to do Seva. So Marsha, we don't know what to do. So maybe to go one way, if you don't do not to do a seva at all, it's a bit to do a seva. What to do first to rest, we don't have a paskin. So maybe, since it's easy, so therefore, they said they paskin, therefore it's a matter, it's an urchin mitzvah of a seva gam you don't want. So that's why we do all four. That's one nonsense. The divine is another sense. He says that since it's not the tikkun, sitting in the seva, what's that? You're eating, you're drinking the wine anyway. What do I do? Sitting straight on a chair or doing the seva? Since it's something not a tikkun, by giving by the rabbanim, you don't say something upon the kula. That's what the Ram answers. So the Bakti Kula means a right to this, but also him I see also. Since it's not the tikkun, so therefore, to count, you're only counting, so you can count the spirit. You better count the spirit anyway, buddy. So say, I'll snake in the aima, count both days. So Balmor is asking, so it's no cash on the Balmor, we need a day. The big grace himself is a test, it's no cash in Mom Nachas. Why? Chodesh is different. Because the aima, the chutzlaret, all is drop on us. And it's so male, so snub, and the chutzlaret is only the writer, only the writer itself. But chutzlaret is only drop on us, only drop on us to start off with. If you hold it, chodesh is not a day, it's only drop on us. And even the tchila, even in time of the Mikdash and Chutzlaret, it's only the Rabbanan. Or by Ayma, this man of bias in Chutzlaret towards Minatera. So since this man of bias is straight to the Ayma, so if this man is there also, he's saying straight to the Ayma. That's what he does. Remember, the Kasha Balmor still comes back, it's still a good Kasha. Why don't you count as straight to the Ayma? Why don't you count it as 2 days? So maybe so Balmor is the test. What's the test of Balmor? That really should count 2 days. But the reason is because it's a Zilta Yadav. When it comes to the 49th day, the second day, what's that? What's the 49th day? Then you count it's a Zilta Yadav. So Chaya, you can explain the Balmor. Then just finish explaining the Balmor, then you can't say Kasha. So you have to understand the Balmor. So Chaya, the Vadai, he says it's a Zilta Yadav. So Chaya, why body can't count it, so okay, so those are yada. So okay, so don't count the 49 days. But until 49 days, count the Svek of the Ema. No, it's count. First day, second day, all 48 days, you should count the Svek of the Ema. 49 days, don't count. So hey, what the Balmor says, I'll still say yada, so that's why you don't count the Chalas of Svek of the Ema. So the function is a kasha. Let's count 48 days. Okay, 49 days you leave out the yantar. But count the 49 days, so you have to say what the Balmor means. So it has to be a flaw. There's a flaw in Suvis that explains a little bit better. The flaw in Suvis says on the Gemara in the Bahimbe Gemara. The Gemara says, Minayan, Renida, how do you know Renida counts 7 days? Counts for herself. She never saw for law, she was young man, law atzma. She counts 7 days for herself. So Taita is a kasha, then Tama. So Chaya, Amayan Revoka Zola Srasa. Why does a woman count when she counts 7 days, seven clean days? Why don't you make a bracha? Commercial bracha on Sphere Saima. You can't we say Sphere Saima? You say a bracha. So it's the suffer. The set, they suffer, and so the fat will come. And then you make a bracha. So why does a woman count 7 days? So Yeshlama takes the test. That you're only, who makes the bracha, only Bezer makes the bracha Hoshana, Shalayim Yachalim is Kaseda, because he counts Kaseda, so when it came to he counted the years, every day a year to count to get to Yoivo, so he made up the Bezer made a bracha every year. The Chaim Ba'ayma, you count every year, you count Svat Hachem. Our Zavah Shem Tira Tista Elon is, it could be a Zavah, she's not counting, she's not excited. So the shaila, she might make a bracha batala. So maybe you don't start counting at all. Because Shema, Tira Tista, she might be sighted, and she won't finish counting. So the Aflok says like this. The Aflok Mazda, he says, but counting Yairo, that's every year. Every year you have to count. There's no way to, there's no reason why you should stop. I'm also. You start to count to say that. So that's a shaila bracha. But by Nida, the shaila also tells you to always tell Shema Tista. So Leila, you only start counting. So as long as it's master, that's what, huh? You only start counting.
You don't make the bracha.
You don't count the bracha, right? Yeah, the count. You don't count the bracha. Because it could be Shema Tira Tista. But as long as it's master, if he says, the time they says, they want to sack him by Tira Tima, that every day counts to make the Yema, because he can't count the last day, I'll lose to the other. If you want to make the Yema, you can it's Mechavim to Balmor's terrace. You don't count 2 days. Why? Because it's also in the Yantav Chagashvuas. Like you find Yeshiva Sukkah. By Sukkah, by Shmi and Terrace, you don't make a bracha. Why? Since it's also in the Yantav. So since we can't imagine the whole days, therefore you only start counting on Strength of the Aymas. That's it. Imagine more. You don't even start. When you don't count, the Kasha was, okay, let's count 48 days, and leave out the 49 days. So the Balmor's at that floor, no. If you don't start finishing, if you don't finish it, you don't start. So therefore, it's the beginning. If you don't start, if you don't finish it, so maybe if you can't count all 49 days, you don't even start counting at all. That's how flow says. So maybe you understand better about more. So it's either all or nothing. Either you count every day to take it here now, or not, or you don't count at all. That's what the flow says. See what one said?
No,
but I'm also holds your body.
That was your whole case when you said something over here, so something the opponent and the right before you were
being. We didn't mention the right enough, but the Balmor, the Kasha, but the Kunias on the Balmor, why is he crying so? It's only on our button. So it's all in Kula. So we answered that since it's only not Tirchot saying it, it's just what's wrong with the Alma, so it might as well say it. What's wrong with saying it? That was the text of the Chidor Gay.
Shavuos is 2 days straight to the Yom, so it's not, why is it still so
then? Huh?
Shavuos is straight to the Yom, too.
Yeah, but you know, when you count the first day of Shavuos, you start counting and say, Hayyarn, Mensas Yom. What do you mean, Shavuos?
It's
in Zalz and Yankas.
It's not, tomorrow is Shavuos.
Yeah, but we know for sure today is the first day of the Raisa. That's what he says. Okay. The tshuva and Karen Ladavid. And Karen Ladavid in Arachayim Simon Kuklam says, he says even further, his master. His master even further. That Yantashvus, the biggest of the Nadi Yantayim. Why? He says they're bigger than the Shavuos and other Yantzayim. If you count the point, I say why? There's a Shayin, the Taitis, in the Shoshana, there's Shayin, it's a Kasha in the Shoshana. The Chera, why is there 2 days of Shavuos? The Chlau, why do you have 2 days of Shavuos? Why do you have 2 days Sukkot? Why do you have 2 days of Yantzayim? 2 days. Sure, it's basic, why 2 days? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Shluchim used to come out, some of the Shluchim would make it, so I'll speak at Yom, you have 2 days. Today we know for sure from the calendar, but because many are sending me a day home. But you only have to speak at Yom. But the Shluchim came, making a little after Pesach. So whenever the Shluchim came and told you when Pesach was, automatically you know you count 49 days, the 50th day is Rosh Hashanah. So you're Shavuos, it's hard to say you're Shavuos. So Shavuos says, what do you have to have 2 days Shavuos for? This is Shani as the Kasha, L'chaira. It's a, you know for sure, I can send Pesach, I can send Sukkot. Shavuos, why do you need 2 days Yom Tov? Why do you have to have 2 days Yom Tov? You know for sure, when you finally find one Pesach, you know Shavuos, this is Shani as the Kasha. So the Kasha should be always one day Shavuos, not 2 days.
What?
Two weeks. The Shluchim took, let's say, took 3 weeks to come. But whatever course, so retroactive, you knew when Shavuos was. By the end of the month, for sure, the Shluchim came. So you found out retroactive when Shavuos was. So Shavuos was, he counted from Pesach, when he found out the real day Pesach was, and then he counted from there 49 days. This is what, this is the Shani Master Kasha.
If you count the sphere the wrong day, then you're off the
doesn't make difference, but you can always get, but you'll know for sure when Shavuos is. Even if you made a wrong sphere, it doesn't make difference, but you sure know when the Shluchim came, you know for sure when Shavuos was. This is the Kasha of the Shaymanes. The Rambam is the Teres. The Rambam says in Hippot Kish HaChayesh and Teres Gimel Halacha Yutex, he says a Chiddush Gadol. The Rambam says the reason why I have 2 days Shavuos shall like the Chalak by my others. There's nothing for another Yantzayim. So what book? That's how the Torah speaks out. What book? 2 days Yom Tov, that's what book. So you can learn this what book 2 ways. Really, there should be only 1 day Yom Tov, right? But that's the hard part, it's 2 days. So really, the second Yom Tov is real cool day. Because really, you don't need a second day. But it's what book about the Yom Tov. That's how this world learns. However, some surface is different. Some say the card to a Chiddush Gadol, some say it's an Archaim, and Simei, Kuf, and Hei. The Tzaddik says Chiddush Gadol. He says, since the Masakim, he beat on the Rambam, since the Masakim to the Yom Tov, every day is 2 days Yom Tov without shaking the Yema. So I'm shaking the Yema, there are a lot of cool, second day Yom Tov, you all take medicine. There are a lot of cool, second day Yom Tov. You find in Hebrew's Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov, there are more coolers. So the Tzaddik, all these coolers you find, the second day Yom Tov, that's only on Pesach and Sukkot. But on the second day Shavuos, it's like Yom HaRichter, like Rosh Hashanah. That's like Rosh Hashanah. It's on Vaday. Since it's Rosh Hashanah for my days, so they were starting with Tam Vaday, and it's on Sufik. Because you always knew when the Yom Tov was. So once they were starting with Tam Vaday, so according to some say there's more Chumash, it's more Chumash than all second day Yom Tov. So much, let's say, medicines. The thing is, the Amos says in Tov Tadi Keres, on second day Yom Tov, first day Yom Tov, you can only take medicine, it's like Shabbos. You can take medicine, you're only if you're chayla shein b'sakana. But if you're chayla, but let's say rechish b'yalma, you know I'll take medicine the first day Yom Tov, it's like Shabbos. But I heard Amos says, the second day Yom Tov, you're allowed to, you're allowed to take medicine, because it's say that, but really it's only the same day, so one more medical second day Yom Tov. MashaAllah, winding watches. A lot of places say, but the old times, I don't feel like they winding watches. But the first thing I think you're not to wind the watch. Second day after, they say you could. Hashem says, other places say, because it's more cool than you find more cool the second day after. So MashaAllah, second day after, you find that they chilashah, chilayatah, so makes and so on, you find something cool the second day after. More than the first day after. So Dr. Sun says, no. Second day Shavuos is the time, Vadai. So Mela, it's like Rosh Hashanah. So Mela, since the time I'm from Sufik, so Dr. Cameron Dovich, so it comes out that since they knew when Shavuos was the 450th day, Paket, the big Azuzo. It's a big Azuzo then, because since we know exactly when Yom Tov was, Dr. Cameron Dovich, It's as big as the Lami Yom Tovim. Because all the Yom Tovim are going to the second Yom. You know which day was Yom Tovim. The first day after the second day after. But now you know for sure that the first day after the middle day after, so it's a big Zilzal. So therefore, that's the story. So therefore, that's why Balmor is from Achmer. Because Chayim Katayna, well, I know the first day is Yom Tovim. Maybe only the second is Shavuos. This is the first day Shavuos. It's the middle day Shavuos. But now that you know it's Katam Vadash, so it's a big Zilzal to Amisad Araita. So the big Zilzal, and therefore that's why you're not allowed to count on the first of Shavuos. Today is Mem Tes Yayin, so therefore we don't count on the Svek of the Yayin.
According
to the Rambam,
it's like two, shouldn't
that
be even more Kuludic?
So I'm saying, you can learn two ways. You can learn more Kuludic, you can learn more Chomadic. Some say more Chomadic.
But if you Rambam, would be more Kuludic.
Well, he doesn't say, he says, like the Chazam why it is. So it's one says like two. That's the word Lashon of the Shavuos. One, that Chofar of Lashon says, that's like two. But the Chassam Sefer doesn't mean none for it. He probably didn't have it for him. So he says, it's Mitam Vada. It's Mitam Vada. It's more Chomadic. Right?
Does the Chassam
Sefer go to
Kula also?
What?
Does the Chassam Sefer go to Kula also?
Wait a minute. Does the Chassam Sefer go to Kula also? Well, Lashon also, he says, Yom HaRifti, he can be met for one day to another. It doesn't make difference. So, Kula now. Yeah. He says like this, and I saw also brought down the same terrors to shame the image of it. He says like this, why did you count 2 days, we shall speak in the email, but the whole time, it's something that's out, because the shluchim didn't get there, because they come, straight of time. But the meshech ha-yomim, it won't be a topic. Much less I think, but they just shouldn't come. But down the road, they'll come, we get the Pesach, they'll come. Down the road, the shluchim come. Once the shluchim come, so then you can count regularly. Check out anyone's sake of the emma. So once it comes, once you won't count anyone's sake of the emma, so maybe we want to stop it. Because you start counting 2 days now, and then 3 weeks later you start counting, and you find out for sure shluchim came, then you count to Tambagai. So they want to stop it, only something to stop it the whole time. But since over here it's not a stop it the whole time, because eventually shluchim will come. So maybe you don't count, start counting with some suffix, and then at the end, you start counting some value without suffix. That's what the Kerem Dovid himself is another text, on Balmor is Kasha.
What about
Shashu, Rachel, what's all of it? It's a suffix. It's counting.
What if it's a
suffix? I wonder if this text, he could be Dovid. Why? Because the Balmor couldn't give him such a text. Balmor could send this text also. Balmor said, I'm only out to the Yadav, but could be that Kozma, the suffix, count 2 days. And when the suffix stops, it can't one day, that's all. I mean, when my head takes it, it can't go. It could be you start counting with 2 days, and then later on, when you find out what's the right counting, then you start counting 1 day, not 2 days. So the can't go, sir, it's not what you start to
test. Well, they might actually make it on so they have a problem in gloves, right?
Yeah.
So what did they do? They take the first day based on the suffix.
The tech cares of it, asked himself a kasha, and I saw the friend Moshe as a kasha, on the terrace of the Balmor. The Balmor says, the chash is loose to the yantif. What's the reason why you don't count up to the yayma? Out loose to the yantif, of Shavuos. By Shiva Sukkah, on Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says, Meitiv Yasminam, Avuch Elam Arachina. You sit down for say, and you sit down and you sit the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha leishiv a sukkah because it could be it's a new yontif, it's a shmei atzeres, it's a tzvek of the ayma. So basically, it's mina abrochel arachinan. So you see, the shash is still the yontif, it's only on the bracha, it's only on the bracha. But if there's also, but the yontif is still the yontif sitting in the sukkah, they're also shmei atzeres. Ayma, and in the first day shmei, You should count it out of broken land. So it won't be filthy out there.
You're saying it's the wrong day.
Huh? What?
You're saying it's day.
So what? What's that say,
that's the spirit.
Huh? Oh, so they give it to us like this. They say it like this. That spirit is in Shiva Sukkah. Shiva Sukkah, you could say, why are you singing the Sukkah? It's Shane Tail. You're sitting there for, it's a nice weather out there. So you're sitting there, Shane Tail. Over by Smira, when you count, when you say today is Mentes Yarn, that's a Zilziyant. You don't say Taka. It's a Yarn, Mentes Yarn, and that's a Zilziyant. If you stop sitting there, you can say, you're not really saying any words, you're saying, sitting there, so I want to have to sit in the shade. So it's not more like you're sitting there for Shane Sukkah. But Shane, when you say words, when you speak out words already, then you say, today, I hear Mentes Yarn Ba'ima, that's Mentes Yarn Zilziyant, and therefore that's why. It's still sitting in Zilzi Yantar. Al-Kapanim, you see from here, from the Balmar, he holds, he should count today, he counts Sveika, Al-Zilzi Yantar. Now let's go back to our original Shaila. What was our original Shaila? What would be our case if someone is in a place where he doesn't know the date? He doesn't know if today is the fifth day or sixth day. He doesn't know if today is the fifth day or sixth day of Sphere. He doesn't know. He counts 2 yom tam sofik as a moshav. Like this is yes or no? You have to be. You have to say kor that. So did the children I looked at Shabbai saying in Chelik Beis Yom Kusam Ches? No, the children are being answer in Yerdei Yom Yishmon Ches. They pass to Medina. It's not called Tzvira. It's not called Tzvira. But they don't. And that's what they pass to Medina. There's also the tshuva in the Vavram. Zavon and Cheder Kal Simul Amadalot. Zavon has a whole tshuva on this shayla. So in the shayla, what do you do in such a case? So he says, so the Zavon says, Nisvara, it's Parshit, it's not Sfira Sfira. That's a Sfira Tzom Sofik. That's the Viris. So Leila, you can't count on it. But he ends off, that's how he has his whole tshuva. But at the end of the tshuva, he brings down this Balamora, and he says, Achera, from this Balamor, he gives a terrorist, what's the reason why now he can't count Sveika Yayma? Because it's Zilzul and Tushit Yashet. So Chayyad and Balamor should have given a better terrorist. That you can't count on the so-called counting of Tom Sofik. If that guy, he should have given this terrorist. It's not that he can't count Tom Sofik. So maybe there's no cash to start off with. And since the Balamor didn't give the terrorist up to Balamor, since the Balamor didn't give the terrorist, you see for sure, they have to count Tom Sofik 2 days. That's what he passed. So he comes out from this Balmor, not like the Ruben Tabarit, not like the Abinazar. He says, Ladina from this Balmor, you see clearly, you could count me Tom Sofik. You can count me Tom Sofik. You're not sure? He said both days. But he says, he ends off, Ulay Nachman, he says, that a person, a person should count them without a bracha. That's what he says, he himself says that. And then when he gets to Yishuv properly, he finds out the right day, he continues counting with a bracha. So comes out with Dina, the Dara, and he said, "One to sleep with the bracha. Ever since the Shai, the Rukh Sabaitim, they don't close to Balamor. So right side to the Balamor, clearly, like the Balamor says, the person is suffering. If he counts, he comes suffering, it's still counting. And then when he gets to Yishuv, finds out the right day, he continues counting with a bracha. So this person called me last night with the Shaila, that he has a Shabbos. And he could find out, he didn't know what was the record, was the 23rd day or 24th day. So he counted both days. So I told him, you did the right thing. Without knowing, he thought you have a Balmor to the seventh time. And tonight, he called me on the last time, what's the Shabbos? I told him, you can sing Tano, the Bracham of course is Balmor. According to the Abinaz, the court of the Bison, they passed him that he can't do it. It's not called Sphira. It's either one day, 23 or 20. It's not called Sphira. So according to that, it comes out, he can't count to the bracha. But Mikey has the Dvar Ram, and he has the right from Rishon, and they don't even quote the Balamor, so certainly he could send the Chandat to count it as a Sphira with a bracha.
This question over here, is this a case where the guy says, I'm closer to go, and an hour later he says, I know my ball is...
No, it's just right then and there.
But why can't he do it the easy way? The same now, I'm closer to go, and an hour later, say, I'm my ball is...
Well, we're doing a bracha. How do you make the commission? We won't make a bracha then.
That's right.
Why would you
say the 23rd or 24th?
This is my majority. Can't call you.
I don't question.
I'll tell you
that later.
What's
the question?
Why are they even talking about it? Well, they have to work on it. Right. You read the Shiloh. Well, you read the Shiloh. It's an interesting thing. I have a stick of right here. That's the right. What happens if a guy counts Sphira? He counts Sphira and says, Hayyim, the last night was 24. He said, Hayyim, 24. He wasn't sure. He didn't go down. 24. And he realized, no, 24 was last night. So he said he changes to 25. Now, what's the right way? Just to give me changes. What's the difference? Night to 25. He realized the next day, comes to Shul, comes to Ma'ariv, and they're counting already, they're counting 25. So he realized his Chador was the Chador of Torres. What's the din then? What's the din then? He counted 24, which is the right day. Then he said, ah, I made a mistake. 25, he counted 25. Comes to Shul next day, they count 25. So come down his Chador, so what's the din? So I once mentioned from Chaim Kanevsky and from Yashiv, I said, that they told Paskin, Chazor, when does Chazor help? Only to Mesakim, but not to the Mekalko. Not to the Mekalko. You can't be Mekalko. A Raya is from Ramban, they think a Raya for a Bracha. That's their first time made a Bracha on something. I must say, they didn't think you make a Bari creates on something. And the Bari, a Bari for Adama, a Bari for you make a Bari for the Yaisa. But let's say, something is Bari creates, but let's say, something is Adama, and make a Eight, the thing is that, then it's not Yitzhak. So let's say if I made the right bracha, then I change the value way to the wrong bracha, the Dinah Ramban says, Yakubek in bracha, it's not Siddur, no, it's Chazor, but sorry, it's not Siddur Chazor. So according to that here, there's an answer. Okay?
Alright. Okay. Next. Okay.
What's the next topic?
Is that why it's not a bracha of Atala?
What?
Is that why it's not a bracha of Atala? Because you're not questioning that you don't do that?
No, it's just a
topic. On the top,
it
doesn't make
the stuff. Right, it's not a topic. By three,
Yeah,
it's not bracha of Atala. It's a good bracha. Okay. Right. Our next Shaila. The woman have a mitzvah and mitzvah is Sphira Taima. Is there a woman chayiv today Sphira Taima or not? The Rambam speaks out. This is the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tevilin Misafim. Per Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalet. Rambam says, and Agav we talk about Birchas Olamim Baisha, Birchas Hachama Baisha, but Mitzvah says it's Rambama. The Rambam speaks out. Hilchos Tevilin Misafim Per Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalet. Mitzvah, this is the Lashon. Mitzvah go. Kol ish be mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kata Svir, Kol ish mitzvah, the Kol mokim, the Kol zman. Then he says, the Nashim Ravada Fatumimena. Nashim Ravada. Because the mitzvah sticks out why? Because it's a mitzvah, it's like any other mitzvah, it's a shayz, it's a man goma. That's what the Kesmish sticks out. The Ramah says, the mitzvah is against us, the mitzvah say, Kub. Kosam Chalav, he says, Umut Mitzvah Zo, Ein Anasha Chayavis Bar. So he counts, well, he counts from place to Shavuos. So he don't count all year, so this is a gigantic. That's what the Rambam says. The Chinuch says, same thing speaks out, the Chinuch, a Mitzvah Shinvav, at the end of a Mitzvah Shinvav, says, the Nike Mitzvah Sri Asaimah, Midoraita, the Chol Malkai, Ubiskarim. That's all he nails. So the Chassid speaks out, why he should come down? Why? Because that's a mitzvah says she's a man goma. That's the Shitas Rambam. However, Ramban, in Kiddush and Daf Lamadar Amal Aleph, Ramban says like this. The Gemara says in Kiddush, if there a mitzvah says man goma, Sukkah, Lulav, Shaifa, the Tzitzis, the Tzitzis. What a case of mitzvah says man goma, Sukkah, Lulav, Shaifa, Tzitzis, and Tzitzis. The man is done. So it's not Balayla, not the Shabbos. Lulav is only Bayad, not Balayla. It's only on Yantar. It's only Sukkah side. So it's also Mitzvah and Goma. So Gemara says, what Mitzvah says? Shalai is around Goma? Mezuzah, Micah, Aveda, Shluch HaKan. These are Shluch HaKan. It means that these are Mitzvah and Shalai is around Goma. That the Mitzvah is you can do it any time. So woman achayim nav mitzvah also. So Ramban here's on. This is what Ramban says. He says Gemara left out a bunch of things. Shai Tuvi says Maya don't want mitzvah kibud avim. Maya the cover kibud avim. Bikurim chala kisei adam reish tageis matonis panis matonis kohuna sfir daima shrika retina pidyon tetchamar is all mitzvah shon bamas. It tells in sfir daima. So Mefurish, to see Kufush Ramban, he argues on the Rambam and the Chinuch, and he holds that Sfir Saima is Mitzvah Sei Shalai Tzman Goma. In the state of Mitzvah from Sajagoyin.
Because why? Huh? Because you have a whole day.
Before. 1 second, just a second. We'll talk about that. That's part of Shir, okay? So in the state of Mitzvah from Sajagoyin, from Yerucham Fush of Perlo, he brings down the Mavoy. Interesting thing, there, in fact, in a similar Aleph, he brings down others. The Ramban is not a Shita Yochid. Everyone brings down Ramban the Shita Yochid. We don't pass like it. So he brings down the Ramban is not a Shita Yochid. He says the Smart seems to hold like that. Why? Because the Smart usually copies the Rambam. But over here, he left out the Din of Nosho Apota. From the Ba'at, Lashon from the Ba'at, and Arachas Tzukas, the Talmid of Yehuda Yagoyin, is Masha, he says, Kol Adam. Vice says from them, that woman also chayes the mitzvah and counted Sona. So a woman also chayes. That's what the official said, brings down from these from the back. He also holds like the Ramban, that's the mitzvah says she's my grandma. So all the Achreim is a kasha on the Ramban. What do you mean? It's a kavuz man. When it comes to Pesach, it's kavuz man. Just like Pesach is Mrs. Angama. The only thing is, since you have lavim and the mitzvah, so woman chayes also. I say my boy, so next, whatever the reason is. But woman chayes. But the Mitzvah says, Rambam, you don't count here, that's Svira. You have to took us, you don't because the man is there. You have to count the Svira. So why is that getting Mitzvah says, Rambam? So Anderson, if you look in Shulah of Jimmy Malkiel, in the Shulah of Malkiel, Chayel Gimel Sumahei says, it's Poshit, it's a Toys Day for the Rambam. It's not the Nefshah, the Mitzvah says, she's not Rambam. It's a Toys. Jimmy Malkiel says it's a Toys. When it's done, he's up. But they are Paiskim. He says, I have to say it's a mistake. Can't be like that. Can't say. He doesn't mean on the Baha'i, he doesn't mean the other swan that he mentioned. He says, it can't be like that. The Torah is first. And he says, it could be, it's a time with different Russian papers, it meant Kovenheimer, whatever, it's another thing, it didn't mean this. However, the Sefer Pi Halacha, from the young Silver Sun, he says, he looked at all the Ksaviyats, all prints, from the Ksaviyats from the Ramban, from the Nirushayim, and they all say clearly that all the Ramban, the old prince from the Ramban, says clearly, Ksaviyat, in the time of Ramban, he found, says clearly, that Svir Sa'ayma is the Tzvita Seshus for Ram Gama. If you look at Shita Sakadmainim in Baba Kama, from Imam Chabot, Imam Chabot, the right Rishon, he quotes the Ramban, and he quotes the Ramban holds that the Mitzvah says Shaloy is Ram Gama. Quotes it. So the Rishon is quoting Ramban saying that the Mitzvah, huh? That, no, it's Mitzvah says Shloi is not Goma. Mitzvah Shloi is not Goma. Mitzvah Shloi, oh, come on. Mitzvah Shloi is not Goma. Like in our Rambans. So Mela, it's Pats. If so, comes back to Kasha, the Chayra, it's Chayra. It's so, why is it still Mitzvah Shloi is not Goma? Why Chayra? It's like I understand Goma. Come, take this, I can't Sphira. So the Zimri Chesko, and Zimim Hemem Heyo Dalas, in the Ash of Ramban. Why does Ramban hold this mitzvah say, Shloi is not Goma? He says that it's Emerson, it's Mustabit to say, mitzvah say, Shloi is not Goma. Why? He says, when you start counting Sphira, from Tezai Nissan, you don't count because if that's the time to count Sphira Saima. The only reason you count, he says, because that was the Tez Svat, the Mochas, it says Svat, Motra Hashadis. And if after it was Saima, then you start counting the Sphira. So it's not the cause of the Sphira, it's the cause of Ayma. So it's the cause of Ayma, it's not the Shloi Bandom, it's the cause of Ayma that's going to bring it. So it's not because it can't think of Sphira, it's the cause of Achak Agon, something else is going on, so may it be the Mitzvah Seisha Zangom. The same thing I saw, the same text says in Chuvan Aminezer, in Chedig Bey, Simen Shintay Dalet, and also the Chuvan Svidiyesh, of Chiyach Weinberg, in Chayim Beis, there is some Kufka Zayin. Kangas Peretz speaks out of Yochum Fischel And the Psadi Kohen, he brings down the Mala Sinirao. He brings down a Mishnah, he brings down two others. The Mishnah says in the Kurim, in Parakal Mishnahe, Nashim Bavodim, Chayavim Bavodim to Kurim. Women and Sir and Avodim are Chayav to bring the Kurim. Rakshav Turim the Kriya, this is Lashon Mishnah. The part from Kriya, from saying, so when you bring the Kurim, it's usually Kriya to the Kurim, Yachaira. Why? Because they can't say, Hashem Yichon Raima, Hashem Esatali Hashem. Because they belong to the husband. They can't say that. They don't have nothing belongs to them. So they can't say Hashem Esatali Hashem. So first it's Tehevin. Tehevin of Megillah. And that Chofa of Eichi is the Kasha. The Chaira, why a woman could bring, maybe made a Chaira. They bring it, but they don't say, can't say Esatali. So Chaira says, yes, Tehevin is the Kasha. The Chaira, the Mitzvah says, don't come with this. A woman should be at the Kasha, and we should be Kurim. The first of the mitzvah says Shayz Man Gomer, Nashon should be Pasa. So he answered like this. It's not called mitzvah Shayz Gomer, Daskif, the mitzvah Rashma. This man is Gomer, the Tatar was Kaveya. But if it's the Dava Acha Kogam, the Marshal, the Kurim, about the Kurim, that you don't even cut the Kurim before Shavuot. Why? Because first you have to have the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is Makif. Once you bring the Shtei Alechem, then it's Makif to bring the Chodesh Shifta to the Mikdash. Once it's matter, then you can bring the Kurim. So the Kurim is not as Mount Gorin, the Kurim is only because of the Shtei Alechem. So it's a Mela, so it's a Dov Achad Gugan. And Dov Achad Gugan is up to three Evan, it's a Mitzvah, it doesn't make a Mitzvah say Gugan, it's a Mitzvah say Shiloh is Mount Gomer. Because only because Dov Achad Gugan, it makes a Mitzvah say Shiloh is Mount Gomer. So it's up to three Evan, who has thought that the Psa Gugan, the Yuchel Fisher said, according to Tehevin, you can well understand here also, by Tzvir Tzvim also. You have to wait till you bring the Ayma. Once you learn the Mela, you start counting Ayma. So the Dov Achad Gugan, so Mela Vlad, the Mitzvah says, she's what is my Goma, and Nashem also Chayad, the Mitzvah of Tzvir Tzvim. The Shittas of Kadmonim, in Baba Kama, the Shittas was from Dwal, you know, put out the Mishayim. So in the back, he brings down the Meshes before, he brings down from Imam Chavar, he brings down from Am Chavar, he says, a different reason, Am Chavar the Rishon. Why is it? It's a spirit, so I'm now Chiddush Gadol. And don't jump on me, it's Am Chavar says it. He says, spirit, so I'm now, it's like Birchat Tamazin, like benching. Now Shem Achai, it's a bench. Why? Because not going in his mind, whenever you eat, that's when you, whenever you eat, you have to bench them. Some says, I'm going to Achai, it's a bench. So he says it also. So it's a Tori Maita Chira. So it's not Am Chavar. It's all the same thing, Sphere Taima. It's like eating, like benching. It's all in Gaim, all in the course, they brought Taima. Then you start counting. So it's no different. Therefore, obliged, Dr. Mam Chabal, obliged the Mitzvah to say, Shloy Zman Goma.
Huh? Shloy Zman Goma.
That's what it says. It has three. It has to go a step further. The children had three. Had three, the Chayot Aleph, Sait Simen Kuf Yitzchetz. The big Krishna, they still do places in the middle, right, here. Yeah. Same thing, right. The Ashvi, Arachayim, Chayakal, Tzaisin, and Kukitches, the Ashvi brings down the two Yevon, and says, Mitam there, who has been Pirchis Ilanis? Pirchis Ilanis. The Shadow is the woman has to marry, it's from the Union to say, not here, but the Rishus to say, the woman has Chayim also from Pirchis Ilanis. So it says, woman also can say, for the same reason, it brings down. And he says, what's in Bichas Achama? Bichas Achama is also Rosh HaMachayov, it's the same reason. Kehendis speaks out of Shlomo Kluge. Of Shlomo Kluge says, like this, there's a Mogar Avram, interesting Mogar Avram. Mogar Avram says, in the beginning of Tav Chobot, Nefes Kirish Levana. He says, Rosh HaMachayov from Kirish Levana. Like any Mitzvah is Man Goma. Even though the last of Mekayim is the same, it's one last of Mekayim, like you find Sukkah, it says, Mekomach and Mitzvah Zul and Mekayim, Neshehem Gomov to Kamavana. Who will come to Kamavana? So the name of the Delta Kishavana. Even though it says Mekayim is the same. That's the Chal of Chafishleima. Chafishleima there, in the gate. What? Shehem Gomov to Kamavana. They will come to Kam. Huh? I'm just telling what he says. He's calling out to Shalom. Shalom says, he brings out Shalom and says, why? They're going from, Mishavu Bidal also. They're going to become Lavana. So Zot HaShvayna comes out. It's Tumul Mahi says. It's not that the Mitzvah is an Agama. The Mitzvah is an Agama. It's Shach when you do the Mitzvah the whole year. And then it's Kaveh's man. But here, the Lavana, it's not the correct as Mahi Tainis. The Mitzvah is inside the Mitzvah. When there's Lavana, there's Lavana. There's no Lavana, no Lavana. So he says that that's the Mitzvah is an Agama. That's what the Chashvayna Tainis is on among Avon. Okay? That's what he says. The Maldiskin, Ag is on the Chacham Shlomo, on Shlomo Kluger. He says, Lecha Tachana, Lecha Nashem Achayim. Because you don't find it only once in 28 years. That's not called Mitzvah Zman Goma. However, Kir Shavana, if it comes to Chesed Chayish, you know, the still Havana, you don't make a bracha. So don't tell him his mind. He says, that's totally, it's Mitzvah Zman Goma. So he argues on the Chacham Shlomo. Then it's in the Elf of Chacham Shlomo from Shlomo Kluger. He wrote a sefer Yisro Chacham Shlomo. There in the Shtik HaChayda, in Chaim Kuk Tzai Gimel, he's Chayda who wrote the right to Chacham Shlomo. So going back to Aide over here. So Dina, this is Machoik is Vishayim. Is Sphir Zayma, is a woman Chayv or not? The Dina, right Paskin, like the Rambam, like the Chinnah, that Mitzvah says, say, Shazman Goma, and Nashim HaPaita. We're not finished yet. The Kunda Magavram, Magavram and Tafkei says, and Mishru quotes him. Magavram says, inside the Sukkot Aleph, he's mentioned. Even though it's a Mitzvah and Goma, he says, Mio, Kvashav Yalai Ochaiva. Women accept as a Chayv. So Mela, the after bench, even though it's the part of Mikadim, but women are covered with Chayv. The Chayv, then they should do it. And this Magavram, the Chok Yaakov brings it down, the grad, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, the Chashuva brings it down, and the Shibur brings it down.
With the bracha, right?
With the bracha, yeah. Come to Mechaz Chinach. Mechaz Chinach, a mitzvah shinvav, and Zif Kondalik. He says, he doesn't understand the Mon Avram. He doesn't understand the Mon Avram. Deny it not. Women will call themselves a chayda, makes them a chir already. They're pasta. We find such a woman makes a chir. So he says, different than Meir. Meir is a shus. So if you look in the Prima Gadam, Prima Gadam Tzok Taitai says, and the Mother of Rome, she's chayda, like Meir, he says. It's all game with that. So, one second. The Mechaz Chinuch says, chayda. So Mechaz Chinuch says, it's not that it's shus, Maris. Maris, in the Gemara, the Mechaz, if Meir is a shus, or a chayda. So the chayda is in the Gemara. We pass through the shus. It's in Kabbalah's a chayda. But that's what Chazal and Mechaz, but Stamus, once a woman gets together and decides to come to a chayz, that should be a chayz, that's the Mechaz Chinuch. Therefore, he argues on Magavram, is that Shashki, a woman can come to a chayz, and the potter. The earth is chayim. The earth is chayim, in Sermon of Petesh, the Sipkon Bey, they bring down the safe and the fear of Shimshin. The Bechal argues on this Magavram. When you say, Shashad Chayda, when it's my focus, if you're chayim or not, the woman can step upon herself here. My arms, arms are like a student, she's a student, so a focus, you have to have pass or not pass. If you're going to pay as the first two students, you have to have lechem. But if you have, but the first you have to have lechem. But the first is my focus, you have pass or not. So you can count it on the chayim as a chayim that you want to have pass for third students. So try the chayim. The Shimshin brings down the stam to make his chayim so much as a puzzle of damn when you find such a thing. And he quotes the Dr. Moshe, like said like that, and said similar kuf pechez, that you can't stop making chayim all of a sudden. So they all argue on the Maga, they remind us of the Chassin and the Shimshin, they argue on the Maga Avram. Mishabua, after he quotes the Maga Avram, he brings down the Chaduma in the Sena, where Nogu Noshin, the Chal, listen, women don't count. So he quotes a interesting Shulchan Shlema. That upon a way at least a woman shouldn't make a bracha. Why? The value you to be a mecha, they'll make a mistake one day. They'll be right, ain't on your item, Pir Shamir. They don't know Pir Shamir. But they'll make a mistake. So, Pasha Shad and Shulchan Shlema is very schwer. Men also make a mistake. It's only the one that lies in a minion. You have to take the Kachavah. You have to know a minion, the chances get also. So why is a woman different than men? Men also forget. If yes, women, the title men, the husbands are more forgetful than the men than the women. So women don't forget. The women also forget. So I looked in the Shulchan Shlomo itself. Shulchan Shlomo itself says something else, halacha. They don't know the din. Here's another word which Moshbu doesn't call it. It says Elayim Adin. That's what it says. Because if they forget one day completely, and they know it, and they'll continue counting with a bracha. The din is once you forget a day completely, you can't count with a bracha. So you don't know the din. So better don't start. That's what Moshbu means. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkan Dalet, he says Nagar Anashim, they make a bracha. Just like it's a shayfer, sukkah, and lulav, they make a bracha on a shayfer, they go to a shayfer, that's all born for them. Sukkah, they even sukkah, they make a bracha lulav, they make a bracha here also. In Arachot Rabbeinu, things down from the site of Chavit Beis, that he used to tell his wife and his daughters and granddaughters, they should count. And he used to remind them, come on from my marriage, from Letterman Schultz, he used to tell them, now it's time to count Svi with a bracha. And also, B'yashiv says, today our girls go, his daughters go to the seminary today, and they're all mechunachas, they're all chachamas, and so on. So Mela, so in the doctor, the matzem, so in the Eishas, they have to make Eishas Chama, they're allowed to make a bracha on Sfirat Toima. And that's it. However, I saw in the Alich HaShleima, that from Shlom Zalman, that, he didn't, that his wife, the wife and daughters didn't tell him to count. So Mela, now if I, he's go back to Minigam Mokan, well, if they want to do it, they could do it. If they don't want to, they don't have to do it.
But do they have to make, be allowed to make a bracha?
Yeah, they can make a, for sure you can make a bracha.
If they cannot, because if they don't have to do it, then
they want, they can make a bracha. They want,
they won't finish it. You're not allowed to
say it. Don't worry, it's not to bracha at all. Not to, you know, not to bracha at all.
What?
What?
What? What? It says that women should not.
Right. No, the says to make a chayt, so maybe they should. Not to should, you mean.
Right.
You have a few minutes. I'll tell you another shayla I got. Interesting shayla. The week before Pesach, I had a shayla like this. Call came in from, I think it was North Carolina. Someone had a baby, Shabbos Agado. He had a baby, Shabbos Agado. And in North Carolina, there's no Milam. It was the first day Yom Tov. Pesach came out this year, Thursday, Friday. First day, Chol Hamoed. So he called me up and he says he doesn't have a mile, he needs a mile for coming to North Carolina. So for Pesach. So I said, you're not gonna get a mile to go out there. So I said, you should come to Chicago, I'll set you up in a home, we'll take care of you. We'll do everything, come here. He says, I can't come. My wife said, I'll tell you secondly, he says I do cure there, and for the Seder night I already have arranged at least 50 to 60 fire Jews to come for the Seder, the first night and second night. It's about all the time. It's the time of Kiev. I come, they never saw a Seder in their life, these Jews. This is the time to save them. So, what should I do?
That's his wife,
about it. Huh? Don't buy this. Okay, so he told me, what should you do? I said, listen, I can't help you. I'm not coming. I can't help you. But I'll give you an answer. I told them, I said, there are a number of Marilyn out there who are singles. They're never married. Maybe they'll come out to you for Pesach. And if you're stuck, give me a call. We'll think of an answer. I said, either get it. The newly married who can make on a promise that they don't follow the show on bias. Or, you know, he won't go to parents and in-laws. Or get a single person, you get a single fellow who's a Marilyn, they'll come out there. And if you still have a problem, give me a call. I didn't have him. So then I asked someone, later time found. So Shaila was by me. What can you do? Can you push off the priest to the Azibukhiv to go leave North Carolina and come to Chicago, go to a different place? Forget all about his body, Chuba and so on. Mr. Yanishmini. Well, now wait till Sunday, Chalamoid, have a mile flying in, and that's it. What do you do? It's just a Shaila, no? Let's say we couldn't get a mile. What would you have done? No? What would you do? Huh? They got my own to come. They live in the dark. They haven't. They won't find an edge. They So, interesting Shai Tshuva. There's interesting Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva is from Hilchot Megillah. Shai Tshuva says, Mila Mika Megillah. You only can do both. I can do both. Decided to do Mila or Mika Megillah. Mika Shoyes to Shteyam, Mika Gil, if you have time to do both of them in the daytime, you should do Mika Gil Kayam, Mishum to Suminissa. The Mika Shoyes to Shteyam, Mika this Mana to have the Raisa. But if you don't have time to do both of them, better do Mika this Mana, which is the Raisa. For them, to Mika Gil, have their bottom. Mika Gil is the bottom. Mika is the Raisa. That's the Shita of Pichadosh. However, the Tumas Adashin says, not like that. The Tumas Adashin says that first of all, first you do it, at the time of time, you do a Megillah. And what do you do with the bris? He says, nearly, Yochel asks the chi. Do this, push up, do the next day. Megillah, it's a mitzvah verse. If you don't do it, you don't read Megillah on Purim, you know, you can't read like that, so Shushan Purim, you can't read it, it's too late already. But Prince, if you don't do the next day, do the next day. So that's of all these Yeshiva Shatayras, you know what I mean? Yeshiva Shatayras is, so Stasha Mitzvah Yama Shmini. You see from the Shai Shiva, not like that. So this Shaila was one passed to Vayashiv. So Vayashiv brought down this Shai Shiva. He says, the question was like this. If someone was in a certain country, there's no money in the whole country. And it would be ahead, it cost them a lot of money to bring in a mile for the Shabbos, with kids for Shabbos. So, but if they wait to Sunday, the mile would fly in there. The question is, it cost a lot of money being thrown in because, it cost a lot of money for Shabbos. So, the Asher Paskin, that is, if you put down the Shai Shuva, you can do it in the Chi. The din of chaimish, the mechuyif to give the mitzvah to Moshav, the dinah shuvah nadinetah. Let's say if a baby is born, Hippospadius means the neck of the baby was in the wrong place. So normally you have to do special surgery. If you don't do special surgery, then the baby cannot, if they claim, the baby won't have children. It's up to the nadinetah and shuvah, it's better to push off the bris and do the proper surgery. So Merim Kain, the mitzvah, be able to kind of get to hold the mitzvah pruvu. So mitzvah veris, it's a mitzvah, it's a yavata mitzvah say, it's a lachemish. So you're not mechuyif to do the bris tismanai, you can do later the bris. Just do the plastic surgery, don't put this tismanai. Because you have the mitzvah of the child on the mitzvah pruvu. So you're not about the mitzvah pruvu because of having the bris tismanai. Because if you have a shlod tismanai, you do first the surgery, then do the bris, then the baby will have children. If not, you won't have children. So Dr. Abinazar, it's better to have the surgery and push off the bris for a later time. Because why? Because the mitzvah say, Mavato, but here you're not Mavato, so you're not Mavato, all mitzvah say. If you don't do it, you want to do it, you do it the 8th day, you do it the 9th day. So also, if the Shiloh came back to me, I would have told him to try. Do it, if you can't do it on, and you have to be stuck there for with 50, 60 Baal Shuvah, make it into Shem Tzai Mitzvahs, the Chariah, it's more important than doing the business man of the Amashmini. So I would tell him they should wait till Sunday, I have them all come. The Maitre, I checked out, the Maitre is able to get a single guy to come fly to a business man. Okay, but anyway, but the Chariah, according to this Shai Shuvah, according to the behavior, Vai says that you could push it off to the next day, is a question of a Hefzit. Here, that's a...